8:09 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. I did not catch whether Mark talked about this yet or not, but we just got a note in from Pensacola Police Department that dispatch had a halon activation in their building and was evacuated. So that's a fire suppression mechanism. So all 911 calls have been rerouted to the County Emergency Operations Center over on W Street. All the phone lines to Pensacola Police are down right now. They're still answering emergency calls. Just now going back into the building as of 1 minute ago per Mike Wood, the public information officer for PPD. So we'll get you updated on that as need be. But just kind of be aware that PPD may, contacting them and getting answers in the short term may be a little bit delayed. Joining us now from Santa Rosa County, we have the Sheriff's Chief Deputy Shane Tucker. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing well. The big news from Friday, I guess, unless I'm mistaken about the day of it, was it the bank robbery at the Synovus, right?
Yes, sir. Last Friday, a subject walked into the Synovus Bank in Navarre, handed the clerk a note demanding money, and of course the cashier complied with the demand and provided an undisclosed amount of cash to the suspect. The suspect took off. Within just minutes, deputies were on scene and started investigating. They were able to relatively quickly track down some leads, which led to identifying the suspect, who was just a matter of hours later taken into custody. So our deputies, our investigators, our crime scene investigators all really, really responded and did a fantastic job and this suspect is now in custody.
And I know you guys are having a press conference this morning. I assume at the press conference is when Sheriff is going to reveal the name of the person arrested and other relevant details.
Yes, sir. He's going to provide a lot more details on the investigation.
So I used to live in Phoenix, Arizona, and that was like the bank robbery capital of America. It was crazy. And it's something you just don't think much about these days, but this is far more common than people realize. How common is it here?
Anecdotally, I can answer that. Over the course of my career, there's been a handful of bank robberies here in Santa Rosa County. I would have to say it's on the lower end of the spectrum as far as you know how often it occurs. It occurs a lot more than I thought it would before I got into law enforcement.
Yeah, no, and it's and of course the banks themselves are unless I'm wrong about this are told comply. It's just money. We have a way to take care of this after the fact. It's just money, and that's the most important thing to realize, right?
Correct. And you know the movies are a little misleading, but one thing I've never seen in an actual bank robbery is a bank teller or somebody in there actually resisting the suspect. And it's just bank robbery is a difficult crime to get away with for most people. So the smart money is on just complying and getting the best description you can, and then letting the police do their job. And in this case, it worked out just perfect.
Yeah, well, that's good news, and obviously good work by your deputies. You also had another story develop over the weekend where we've now had a charge issued for a shooting that took place last year, right?
Yes, sir, we did. If you'll recall, there was an incident last October where two females were accused of attempting to rob an individual at the Simpson River Fishing Park in Pace. During the attempted robbery, the victim fought back. Both of the suspects wound up with gunshot wounds, one of which died as a result of those injuries. So the other accomplice in that has now been charged with homicide and robbery. And again, at the press conference this morning, Sheriff Johnson's going to have a lot more details on that.
Okay, so the way I understand the law, that would be felony homicide, right? Because that would be in the commission of a felony. If somebody dies, you wind up being responsible for that just because you were involved in the commission of the underlying felony. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That's absolutely correct. If an individual commits a felony crime, and as a result of that crime, and it doesn't matter if it's directly attributed to what the person is doing, but if if a person is killed as a result of the commission of that crime, then that person is responsible for homicide.
And the victim in this case, the target of the robbery, was acting in self-defense, or is there a new development in that regard as well?
No, that's not a new development.
Okay.
In the initial stages of the investigation, it appeared to point to a stand your ground case.
Okay, which, because it's out in the public, it's stand your ground, it's not inside a home. Very good. Okay, very good. The last thing I wanted to ask you about is, oh my God, what is going on with traffic? I mean, it's Avalon, I-10, Highway 98, I mean, Tiger Point, you've seen, it was bad this weekend.
You know, it was. I don't know if it had anything to do with the sinkholes in Tiger Point, but it seemed like this weekend, if anything could go wrong traffic-related, it did. And unfortunately, we saw, not only us, but in Escambia County as well, we saw a lot of accidents and a lot of people getting hurt. So I think this is an excellent opportunity to remind people to slow down, watch out for other people, respect the rules of the road, and just be patient. If someone gets killed in a car crash, you know, how late they were suddenly becomes permanently irrelevant.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, you know, nobody wants to get a ticket, but getting a ticket slows you down for the time it takes. Getting into a wreck, it is life altering, you know, financially, physically, can be your whole family. And you know, it's a mess. And even down to the little stuff, like, and it's not little stuff for the people who live there, but you know, going through Tiger Point or going through that neighborhood off of Porpoise, you know, that's over to the west side of Avalon on Garson Point. I mean, if you're going to do a workaround, it's not illegal to do it, but please be kind when you're driving through these neighborhoods. People live there, you know, right?
A little bit of courtesy will go a long way.
Absolutely. Shane Tucker, he is the chief deputy at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for what you do. We certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew. We'll talk to you soon.